I think that would definitely help my artwork. And I want to introduce the Puerto Rican culture to a lot of the people that I know here.
If you aren't able to actually go there and fulfill the grant, are you going to be able to do that somehow in a different way?
Because of Puerto Rico, they've been having a lot of problems, you know, with Maria, as well as now a lot of earthquakes. I'm a little nervous. I want to go to Puerto Rico and go through all that, but now I kind of feel a little selfish with the renewal because I want to go to Puerto Rico and help out. I want to give water to people. I want to teach the kids who are pretty much homeless some art or teach them something. But even if I go anywhere, with the COVID-19, everybody's kind of in the same boat. Whether I say I'm not going to go to Puerto Rico, I'm going to go somewhere else, that's my anxiety right now, is I want to do all that, but where do I go? Or do I change my whole renewal? This is interesting. I'm still kind of thinking about that, really.
And the irony of it all is those creative renewal grants are given to artists to take a break and do something else and relax.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what they tell you. They always say, put an S on your forehead to be selfish because it's a gift. Well, I don't know.
You have been through other emotional and physical challenges in your life in the past. You're a cancer survivor. Have those experiences helped you through this pandemic?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I mean, you just can't take things for granted. You truly can't, and I don't.
Your art is also very powerful. It's very positive, but there's always some sort of a message behind it.
Yeah, there is. I do put a lot of symbolism in my painting, a lot of symbols and that pertain to whatever subject I'm painting. And also because of the renewal, it's making me think more about my culture. And that's what I'm doing right now, Puerto Rico. I'm working right now on a lot of my grays. I know a lot of people know me as doing a lot of bright colors, which I love. But I think it's partly because of just the mood of just the country and my mood. Gray for me, just it speaks to me right now. It has a mood to it when you see my paintings.
A lot of the portrait paintings that you do are of strong, assertive women. Mm-hmm. Are you listening to and seeing on television or in the media any women out there right now that you're thinking, I need to paint a portrait of her?
Well, as a matter of fact, Luisa Capetillo, she was a labor leader. She is somebody that I so admire. She was somebody that the more I read about, I am dying to do a portrait of her. And you will see her pretty soon. I don't want to say too much about it, to tell you the truth.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, Marvia.
Oh, you're so welcome.